Before Minchah.
Yeah, before Minchah. Well, you know what? I'll double check after. I just okay. So Rabotzai, what do we know so far? On the top of Daf Samach Omer Aleph, we had a brisa, and the case was where a woman lent her chaluk, her beged, to another woman, and when she got back, she found a kesem after she wore it.
Right.
So there's the balas achalok that she's wearing it, but she had lent someone else, another woman, that beged, and now she finds a kesem. So who was the borrower? I don't know what to call it. The shoelis, we'll call it, for lack of a better word. And who is the balas chaluk? So the shoelis, if you remember, was a shomeris yom. And the brisa establishes the following. If she was a shomeris yom v'yom rishon shelah, then kuliyamalo pligi, there's no machlokes, everybody agrees that with tola on the shoelis. Because the shoelis is on the first day of her zavaktan, of her shomeris yom. But if she was a shomeris yom b'yom sheni shalah, then we have machlokes between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel says that even in this case, we can apply the principle of tolin, which means tolin is hakilkul bimakul keles. So the shoelis was already what? She was already tmeya. Whereas the balas achaluka, we don't know if she's tmeya or not. So then we apply the principle of tolin. That's according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel.
Right.
According to Rebbe, however, we cannot be tola in this case of shomeris yom kineg yom yom sheni shalah. We can only be tola yom rishon shalah. Now, the Gemara goes ahead and says that in the case of shomeris yom kineg yom yom rishon shalah, Rebbe agrees because we're not being mekalkel her. She's already mekulkelis, which means that she already needs, you know, whether or not this kesem is hers or not is irrelevant because nothing changes in Hadinim. Hadinei Tumah remain the same insofar as she's going to have to count tomorrow as a Yom Naki in any event. But in the case of Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom B'Yom Sheni Shalah, there you're being Mekalkel her because she's going to have to extend her Nikiyus by one day. And therefore, Rebbe says in such a case, you don't apply the principle of Tolan. Okay, that's what we know so far. Now we're up to Boy Minei Rabbi Yochanan mi Rabbi Yehuda. So this is approximately 15 lines up from the bottom of the page. I didn't count it, but the first word in the line is Minei. I mean, the last word in the previous line is Ba. Okay. So we're on Daf Samach Amud Aleph. Basically, we learned all of Samach Aleph except for one little piece that we skipped, which Amir Tzashem will come back to today, I hope, if time allows. Boy Minei Rabbi Yochanan mi Rabbi Yehuda bar Levi. Mao litlos kesem bekesem. So instead of the shoeles being a shomeris yom kineged yom, we're talking about where the shoeles was a balas kesem, if you will. She rasa kesem, so she saw a kesem, and she's already tmeya tumas kesem. Can the balas hachalok now be tole her kesem on the shoeles, since she was already, in any event, Tmeya Betumas Kesem? Now, there's a long Tosis here, Dibra Maschil, a long, not so long, but very complex Tosis, Dibra Maschil Mahu. And right now, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to just mention the Tosis and the punchline of the Tosis, but my goal is first to go through the Gemara, what I call Pshatovna, and then pick it up from the top. That's like just for my purposes, that's what's good for me, because I have to go through this Gemara just simple pshat. But the bottom line in Tosfos is that the Sho'eles, who's a Balas Kesem, is on Yom Rishon Shela, right? Because once a woman finds a Kesem, she has to count 7 days. And Tosfos says that she's on the first day. That should already send off red bells in your mind, because if she's only on the first day, then we're not changing her dinim at all by being told of the kesem and the kesem. But let's hold on to that. But what's important for us to know is that according to Tosfos, the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a case of a balas kesem. She's the shoeles, and we don't change her dinim at all because it's biyom rishon shalom. Okay. So Gemara says the following. Aliba de Rebbe lo tiboy lecha. In other words, I have no suffix according to Rebbe. In this case, Rebbe would certainly say that there's no din of tliya. Why certainly so? The Gemara derives or presents a kal vachomer. Hashta. Now, uma hasam. Where does Rebbe say that we're not tola? That's the case of Hasam, of a Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom B'Yom Sheni Shalom. The Kachazia Migufa, yesterday she saw Dam that came out of Haguf. We're not talking about a Kesem here. And nevertheless, Afal Pichain, Amrit, according to Rebbe Einotola, there's no din of Tliya in such a case. In other words, the Bala Sachalo cannot be Tola HaKesem on the Sho'eles, who's the Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, that yesterday saw Dam Migufa. And even so, Rebbe hesitates and he blocks the halacha of Tliya, which, if you recall, that was Tavshin Ayin Vav, but if you recall the Ramban Shita was that Rebbe, at least according to Rav Chisda, completely rejects the halacha of Tliya. He rejects the halacha of Tliya even to be told on a woman who had Dam coming Migufa. Hacha here, in the case where she, the Sho'eles, only Adam Bekesem, the Me'almakasi, now that's a little tricky here, the Me'almakasi seems to say that the Dam did not come Migufa. I mean, if the Dam didn't come Migufa, why she's Tmeya? But it means that the Dam might not have come Migufa, and we're going to get into that as, you know, when we take the Sugya a second time around from the top. Is lo kolshken avish mosa? Do I assume that there's no din of tliya? Kiti boilach. Where is the suffix of Rabbi Yochanan? Aliba de Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel accepts the din of tliya in the case of Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom B'Yom Sheni Shalom. But nevertheless, it could be that in this case of Kesem, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would agree that there's no din of Tliya. Hasam, hu dekachazia migufa talia. In the case of Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, she saw dam migufa. And that's a pressing reason to say that Tliya works, that Tliya should operate. But hach in this case, we're not sure that she had dam migufa. She only saw a kesem. The mi'alma. See, again, we have to add dilma. Maybe the dam came mi'alma. Is lo talia. So then, Rav Shimon Gamliel would have to agree that here we have to suspend the din of tliya, which means that the first woman, we'll call her Rachel, I mean, she's the balas kesem, she's the shoeles, she's tmeya because of her kesem, and now Leah, the balas achaluk, is also tmeya because there's no possibility of being tola her kesem on Rachel, on the shoeles. Odil Maloshna, should we say that it makes no difference whether we're dealing with a woman who definitely saw Dam Migufa. But again, Rabbo say, when did she see the Dam Migufa? The Sho'eles. In the classical Reb Shimon Gamliel case. Yesterday. So now already, you know, she's on her way to being to mitire herself. And yet Rebbe said that we could be tola. So again, even in the case of Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, where she saw Dam Migufa, and of that there's no question, but nevertheless there is a certain doubt here because she's already up to Yom Sheni, right? In other words, if you wanted to ask me, well, does she have a Mayan Pasuach or not, you know, it's in the gray area, because yesterday she definitely had dam, but I don't know about today. Today she's on her way to count the second day as a dam, as a yom naki. But nevertheless, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that we can be told that the dam came from her, is lo shna, so too we shouldn't make any distinction in the case of a kesem. We can be told on her, on the shoeles, because she had a kesem and she's tmeya. Amar le, so Rabbi Yehuda bar Levi responds to Rabbi Yochanan, ein tolin, that in this case Rabbi Shimon Gamliel does not accept the din of tliya. Umatam, now here's a very strange language in the Gemara. What's the reason why ein tolin? And the Gemara answers, lefi she ein tolin. As if to say, you know, don't ask me such a question. It's like a dumb question. Now Rashi says the following, that what does it mean, lefi she'ein tolin? That since the tumas kesem that she was already tmeya on might have come mimakom acher, right? We don't know dilma mi'alma kasi, as Gemara said before. Therefore, the balas kesem is not, you know, is not bechezkas ro'edam. Let's take a look at Rashi. This is going to be a key to the whole sugya. Lefi she'ein tolin, demi alma osi leitumas kesem kama, that the first lady, when she saw kesem, the assumption is that perhaps the dam came mi alma, velo becheskes roahi. So please underline those words, we'll come back to that in a minute. When does Rav Shimon Gamliel allow for tliya? That's only when you have a cheskas roa. And when is she a cheskas roa? That's the case where we know that she has dam migufa. That's the case of Shemeres Yom, Keneged Yom. Eisvei, so Rabbi Yochanan asks Akash on Rabbi Yehuda from a brisa. Now this brisa has two parts to it, a resha and a sefer. In the resha of the brisa, it says, ein tolin kesem bekesem. So again, if the first woman borrowed the chalok, but she, the first woman, was already a balas kesem, then when she returns the beged to the balas achalok, and now the balas achalok finds a kesem, ain told, she cannot, the balas achalok cannot assume that this kesem is a result of dam of the first woman, of the shoeles, what we call Rachel, no. But then the Brisa goes on in the Sefer and says, Hish'ila chaluka l'nachris olioshevis ala kesem, if she had lent this beged on which she found, we're talking about the balas achalok, she had lent her chalok to a woman who was either a nachris, which is not important for us right this second, but the second case is more important for us, lioshevis ala kesem, it means that the first woman, the shoeles, was a balas kesem, is a rezo toleba. Then there is a din of tliya. Then she, Leah, who now gets her chalok returned to her, and now she finds a kesem on this chalok after she wears it, she can be tolled in the balas kesem. The one who's yosheves, she's sitting zayin on 7 days for a kesem. So you see, at least from the sefer, that there is a din of tliya in a yosheves ala kesem. We are tola kesem bekesem. So the Gemara says, hold on a second. This is a classical Gemara. The Gemara says, you can't ask me from a brisa if that brisa makes no sense. Hagufa kasha, there's a stira in the brisa itself. There's an inner stira. Maybe this brisa is a mishubeshta. Well, mishabeshta, we shouldn't rely on such a brisa. Resha amrit ein tolin, seifa amrit tolin, holo kasha. The Bryce itself, we can maintain, we can reconcile the Reisha and the Sefer and maintain the integrity of the Bryce. So why? Har Rebbe. Rebbe rejects Tliya in general. So therefore, Ein Tolin, in this case, Kesem Bekesem. Vaha, but the Sefer is Rav Shimon Gamliel. He accepts the din of Tliya, but in this Brisa, the Chiddush is that he extends the din of Tliya not only to a woman who definitely saw, you can be told on Rachel, who definitely saw Dam Migufa, but even on Rachel, who only has a Kesem. But in any event, it's clear from the Sefer that Rav Yochanan To support Rabbi Yochanan's objection against Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, the Braisa, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, accepts the din of Tliya b'Kesem, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, against Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, who insists that, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Ein Tolin Kesem b'Kesem. Ika Diyami, I'll give you another possible variation of how to reconcile the ratio in the Sefer. Once again, it'll still be Akasha on Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. Hava ha Revi, even the Sefer of Revi can be reconciled with Revi Shita. The ratio for sure is Revi, because Revi rejects Tliya, is Ein Tolin Kesem B'Kesem. How can we reconcile the Sefer with Revi? So the Gemara answers, what is the status of Rachel, the Shoeles? When exactly did she find this Kesem? Did Rachel and Leah both find the Kesem, each one respectively, on the same day? That's called Haba Rishon Shalah, meaning when Rachel returns the Beged, the Chalok, to Leah, and Leah finds a Kesem, on that very day Rachel herself had a Kesem. Which means that by being Tola, so this Habari, it's a little confusing. Please note that Habari Shalah is referring to which part of the Braisa? The Sefer of the Braisa. That's why I'm saying it's a little misleading. Habari Shalah, the Sefer, where Rebbe himself accepts Tliya, that's because there's no Kilkul. Remember that Rebbe objected in the case of Shomeres Yom connected Yom B'Sheni Shalah, because in that case, or in Sofer Zion, because in those cases there would be a Kilkul. Here though, since it's B'Yom Rishon Shalah, so there's no Kilkul, meaning there's no difference to a woman as far as her Dinei Tumah is concerned, whether she has one Kesem or she has two Kesemim. The second Kesem doesn't change anything. Habisheni Shalah, but the ratio which insists that Ain Tolin Kesem V'Kesem, that's because the Tliya here would be Makalkel, the Rishona, meaning the Shoel, that's what we called Rachel, because now she has to add another day of Tumah. In other words, yesterday she was Tmea Mitzad the Kesem, now you're telling me that she has another Kesem today. Correct? So she's going to have to add another day. Okay, we're going to have to discuss this because I'm not sure if we're talking about a Nida, because a Nida in any event counts Zion Yomim. But let's assume, for argument's sake, we're talking about a Shomeres Yom connected Yom, meaning a Zava Ketana. You know, it's that she saw the Kesem during Yimei, the Yud Aleph Yomim, Bei Nida Lenida, the Yud Aleph Yimei Ziva. So yesterday she saw a Kesem. She now needs a Yom Naki, and then she goes to Mikvah. Here, if you told her the Kesem of today on this woman, now she has to add another Yom Naki, right? She has to be again a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, and therefore you're extending her Tumah by one day, and that makes it a Kilkul. And therefore Rebbe says, Ein Tolin Kesem B'Kesem. But if the Kesem that she, the Shoeles, Rachel, found was on Yom Rishon Shalah, then she's ready, Mekul Keles, you haven't changed any of her Dine. Any of it, Dine Tumah. But in any event, Rabosai, it still comes out that we have a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, because now we're saying that basically Rebbe accepts the principle of Tola Kesem B'Kesem, as long as there's no what? There's no Kilkul, and that's going to be the case of Ha B'Rishon Shalah. How much more so Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel with the Kal V'Chomer, if he accepts the principle of Tliya, in the case where she sees Dam Migufa, how much more so in the case where she only has a Kesem, and we're not even sure if the Dam is Migufa? Now we have a third approach to reconcile the ratio of the Sefer of this Braisa, and that too is going to lead us to a question, a steer against Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. Rav Ashi Omar Hav HaHar Rav Shimon Gamliel, both the ratio and the Sefer are authored by Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who accepts the principle of Tliya even b'Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom b'Sheni Shalah. V'lo Kasha, and here we turn to Daf Samach Amid Beis. Kan L'Mafreya, Kan L'Hava. Okay, this is the most complicated of the three approaches. So let's try to explain Rav Ashi again, in the simplest terms, this is just, you know, al derech hapshat, just superficially, and then we'll see that the Rishonim have a wealth to talk about here. Kalam afreya. So let's begin again with the Sefer. The Sefer, the Brisa says that there is a din of Tliya. And now we're talking about Taharos. Now what's the discussion here about Taharos? In the Sefer, confirms or advocates the halacha of Tliya. And it's only legabe taros. The word lemafreya, this is from the very beginning of Masechta Nida on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The word lemafreya, Masechta Nida, is a code word or a catchphrase for taharos. And what that means is that when a woman becomes tmeya and she had come in contact with taharos before she found the dam, we have to assume that at least Meis Leis, whatever it might be, that's the Machlok Shvim Beisil Beis Sham at the beginning of the Masech, but we have to go to Mafreya and assume that any Taharos that she came in contact with previously were, now we have to establish that they are Tmeos, because it's very possible that she was a Nida already before that. It took a while till she found the Dam. But in the case of Tliya, what we're going to allow here is a Tliya Fataros, not a Tliya that's relevant to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Levi. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Levi was not addressing the issue of Tliya Fataros. And with regard to the question of Taros, then what we're going to say is that we could be Mekil, we could be mitayer all the taros that she had his askus bahen up until this point. In other words, we're not going to be mitame as we usually do lemafreya those taros that she came in contact with, but rather we're going to assume that all those taros remain tahoros. And why is that so? Because of the halach of Tliya. In other words, even though Rabbi Yehuda Bar Levi would say that there is no halach of Tliya, but in the case of this Braisa, if it addresses the din of Taros, and what does the Braisa say? That Toleba, in the Sefer, we can be Toleba because of the suspension of this halacha of Lemafreya and Taros. And why is that so? Because we're not going to in any way impact on the Balas HaKesem, but Kan Lahava, in the case of the Reisha, what we're talking about is Lahava, meaning what's the status of Taharos that she comes in contact with from now on, Lahava, from this point on. So again, we'll come back to this in just a few minutes. The Gemara says, Mikol Makom Kasha. But in any event, we have a Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, who made this statement that even Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who accepts the halach of Tliya in the case of what? Vaday dam migufa that shomeres yom kineged yom b'sheini shalo. Here says Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, in the case of being tole kesem b'kesem, he admits, he agrees that there's no din of tliya, and this brisa clearly advocates the halacha of tliya, whether or not it's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel or, according to the middle teretz, it's Rebbe. But if it's Rebbe, in the case of Rebbe who doesn't accept Tliya, how much more so we're assuming that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel we do accept Tliya. Amar Avina lo kasha. You're going to have to reinterpret the Braisa. This is the fourth way of reconciling the Reisha and the Sefer. And this fourth way is a little bit more of an ukimta, but we're going to accept the ukimta in order to defend the shita of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel rejects tliya in the case of a kesem. Lokasha, the brisa is not difficult. And again, the words lokasha literally mean there's no kasha between the resha of this brisa and the seif of the brisa. And we're going to reconcile the resha and the seif in a way that even according to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi's assumption that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel rejects the premise, the principle of tliya in kesem, aim tolin kesem v'kesem. But let's talk first about the Seifa. The Seifa says that tolin kesem v'kesem, correct? That was the Seifa. Hachikoma, what's the Seifa talking about? And again, let's read the Seifa. It's Hish'ila Chaluka L'Nachris. Okay, we'll read the next part of the Seif in just a minute. What's Hish'ila Chaluka L'Nachris? Is then, in that case, even Rabbi Yehuda Bar Levi would agree that there's a Lach of Tliya, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And why is that? Because a Nachris who is Re'uya Liros, meaning we're always assuming that a Nachris would possibly see Dam, and here in this case the Bege, the Chalok that was lent out to whom? To a Nachris. Is then if the Balas Chalok finds a Kesem, then she could be Tole her Kesem in the Balas Kesem. Who's the Balas Kesem in this case? A Nachris. Harezo Toleba. So again, when the Sefer says Hish'ila Chaluka L'Nachris, right, then the next part, the next four words in the Braisa are telling you why the Balas HaChaluk can in this case be Tole this Kesem in the Nachris, because the Nachris is the Balas Kesem. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand. It says, Vaha only Yosheves ala kesem ketani. What is Yosheves ala kesem? That can't be referring to a Nachris. It can't be that the Tliya is in a Nachris. The O separates the case of Nachris from the case of Yosheves ala kesem. Yosheves means that she was already, by virtue of the kesem, sitting means she was sitting betumah, she had shivas yivei nida because of the kesem, so you can't tell me we're talking about a nachris. Hachika amar, so the Gemara answers, oh, leo sheves al dam toar. We have to add another few words. Who is this Rachel, meaning the sho'eles that took this chalok? She was Yosheves al Dam Torah. If you remember, we discussed that a woman after Leda is considered a Yosheves al Dam Torah. Any Dam that she sees for a certain period of time is assumed to be Dam Tahar. And in such a case, Balas Kesem Toleba. Now the Balas Kesem can be Tole that Kesem on a woman. And this was, if you remember, was the case where even Rebbe agreed to the din of the mechanism of Tliya, because a woman after Leda is seeing a tremendous amount of Dam, and during a certain period of time that Dam is Dam Tar, there's no Kilkul, and therefore even Rebbe would accept the din of Tliya, and that's the case of this price.
How did the owner of the Rebbe become called a Balas HaKesem in this explanation?
The owner of the Beged finds a Kesem, so she's the Balas HaKesem, and she could be Tola in the... Wait a minute. What are you saying? You're asking me who's the Balas HaChaluk or who's the Balas HaKesem?
The answer is saying that the borrower is a woman who's sitting on Dam Tahar, therefore the Balas HaKesem can be Tola on her, and therefore remove for herself the Tumah of this Kesem. The whole question...
One second. Let's get the language straight here. It says here, the Balas Kesem Toleba. Who's the Balas HaKesem?
I'm asking.
The Balas HaKesem is Leah, not Rachel. That's you have to be careful here.
I don't remember Leah. Leah was a Leah.
No, I'm sorry. So forget about Leah. That doesn't help you. The Balas HaKesem is the Balas HaChalok, the one who owns the Chalok.
And that's why I called Leah. And that's my question.
Right. So she finds a Kesem, and she could be Tola HaKesem either on a Nachris or on what's the language? Gemara. Yo, Sheves al dam tov.
My point is, the whole discussion, the Gemara was always about who is the balas hakesem. Now the Gemara is making an assumption in his answer. I'll grant you that you are the balas hakesem. Therefore, you should be tummy. But we'll let you throw it off onto the other woman because she's sitting all dam tov. It doesn't make sense to me, but that's what it sounds like we're saying.
No, what we're
never assuming balas hakesem.
What we're saying is that if a balas achalok wears a chalok, and this chalok had been borrowed by one of two women, either by a nachris or by a yosheves al dam tov, she, the balas achalok, could be told that kesem that she found was from either the Yosheves al dam tov or for the nachris.
I understand 100%. Therefore, the Gemara should have used the word not balas hakesem tolava, but balas achaluka tolava. I'm saying
the words balas hakesem refer to the balas achaluk.
I think it's the wrong word.
Yeah, all right, I don't know. That's not my issue right now. Right now, my issue is just to put this sugya together. Okay, Rav Mosai. Let's take the sugya from the top. What exactly is the difference between being tola in the case of Shimon Gamliel in a Yosheves b'yom sheni shala, right? Yosheves yom keneged yom b'yom sheni shala, and the case of a kesa. But you know what? Before we ask that question, let's ask a different question. What about Rebbe? Rebbe admits that there is a din of tliya. Let's understand this without Rav Chisda. I'll get back to Rav Chisda in just a minute. Let's imagine we don't know Rav Chisda. All we know is Rav Ada. Rav Ada tells us that Rebbe accepts the principle of Tliya, except that Rebbe has a problem that you can't be Makalkel through Tliya, correct? You can't be Makalkel through Tliya. Now, what's the difference between a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom Berishon Shela, where Rebbe himself admits that there is Tliya, and the case of a Kesem? Why does the Gemara say, why does Rabbi Yochanan have a doubt about it? And he says, I'll leave it to Rebbe Loti Boy Lecha, right? I'm going back to the top of the Sugya. Hashta, since Rebbe rejects the din of Tliya and Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom B'Sheni Shela, certainly he's going to reject the din of Tliya in the case of a Kesem. That doesn't make any sense, because Rebbe himself, V'Shavin, right? V'Shavin B'Yom Rishon Shela, Rebbe himself accepts Tliya. And I wouldn't have asked this question if not for Tosis, because Tosis Divya Maskel Mau insists that we're talking about a Kesem B'Yom Rishon Shela. And if it's a kesem yom rishon shalah, right? You later on the Gemara in the middle, you remember the middle Ikud Diamri is going to suggest that when the Brisa says in the Sefer that there is tli in a kesem, it's talking about yom rishon shalah, and that's true even according to whom? Havaha Rebbe, because even Rebbe agrees that yom rishon shalah you can be tola. So if this kesem is yom rishon, why does the Gemara say I'll leave it to Rebbe lo tiboy lecha? That for sure there is no din of Tliya. And Rabosa, at this point, if we accept Tosfos that the Gemara is talking about Biyom Rishon Shalah, then Lechora, the only way that you can understand this Gemara is according to Rav Chisda. Because Rav Chisda told us, let's go back to Rav Chisda for just a moment, that in the case Amar Rav Chisda, Tamei Vitar Shaholchu B'Shnei Shvilin, Echad Tar V'Echad Tamei, is Bana L'Machlokes Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel. So what does that mean? That means there's no logical reason to assume, says Rebbe, that it was the Tummy who walked down the Shvil that has a Kever underneath it. You'll ask Rav Chisda the question, so why does Rebbe accept Tliya on Yom Rishon Shalom? What's the answer, Rabosai? What's the status of a woman be on Rishon Shalom? Why is it different than the Tameh? This was the whole Shtikl Torah of the Ramban. That there's a logical reason to assume Yom Rishon Shelah, that she was the one. She's the Kesem should be related to her.
She's a Roah.
She's a Roah. Oh, but in the case of a Tameh, why should I assume, you know, in the statistical probability, it's a Prashit, you know, it's just at random to assume that he was the one who went down the Shvil that's Tameh. Mm-hmm. So Memela, the Gemara now is assuming that there's a logical objection, there's an anti-gravitational force here, that will not allow us, according to Revi, to apply the principle of Tliya in a case of a Kesem. So let's understand that piece of logic. So the Gemara says the following. Hashta, we'll start with Hashta. Uma hasam dekochaz yamigufa. When did she see Migufa Rabosai?
Yes.
Yesterday, right? Is Amrit, nevertheless, Rebbe says, Eina Tolaba. Which means that according to Rav Chisda, there's no logical reason to assume on Yom Sheni, according to Rebbe, that this Kesem came from her meaning the Shomeres Yom Kineg Yom Sheni Shalom, which we called Rachel, which we called the Shoeles, whatever name you want to give her. Even though yesterday she saw, and the Gemara says, but Chachaz Yamigufa, Rebbe has to admit that there is some pressing or logical reason to assume that if she saw Dam yesterday, she might see Dam today. But nevertheless, Rebbe objects because what she saw yesterday is not Koveh for today. Right, because she's during Yimei Ziva, and during Yimei Ziva we're assuming that she'll hopefully find that the Yom Sheni is a Yom Naki, and therefore Rebbe says that she's not exactly Mayona Pasuach, even though again, she did see yesterday, so there is some logical reason to assume that she might see today, but Rebbe says no, we have no compelling logic to assume that she'll see today. Is in the case of Kesem, Hacha, Demi Alma Kasi, we have a very pressing logical reason to assume that she didn't even have Dami Gufa at all, but it came Mi Alma, is Lo Kolshke, now much more so that Rebbe would not accept the Din of Tliya. But Rabosai, if this is the Pshat in the Gemara, then fast forwarding a few lines to the Ika D'Amri, how do we understand the Ika D'Amri? The Ika D'Amri says, Hava ha, Rebbe, but Hava Rishon Shalah, Hava Sheni Shalah. Meaning that even Rebbe could accept the din of Tliya B'Kesem, but only if it's a Kesem B'Rishon Shalah. Now what's the difference between Kesem B'Rishon Shalah and Kesem B'Sheni Shalah? Only Gabi Kilkel. The only difference is Gabi Kilkel. So now the Gemara is assuming that even Rebbe accepts the principle of Tliya. And when I say the principle of Tliya, when there's no logical, compelling reason to apply Tliya, but simply there's a din of Tliya, as we discussed at great length, because since it's anyway Safik Tumah Derabbanan, we just need a way of getting out of the Maichazus and everything we discussed last week. So Rabosa, you have to make the following point here. It's a mathematical conclusion. When the Gemara presents the Suffolk of Rabbi Yochanan, the Suffolk of Rabbi Yochanan is based, the way the Gemara develops it, on the premise of Rav Chisda that Rebbe rejects the principle of Tliya, and that's the distinction between Yom Rishon and Yom Sheni. And in that context, the Gemara insists that there's no reason to accept, according to Rebbe, Tliya B'Kesem. Now we're saying no. Rebbe accepts the din of Tliya, even though there's no logical reason to do so, as long as what? There's no Kilkel. And that's going to be the difference between Kesem B'Yom Rishon Shalah and Kesem B'Yom Sheni Shalah, the difference between the Reish and the Sefer of the Braisa. Now, in the Ramban's frame of reference, what that means is that the Ika D'Ami is accepting the position of Rav Ada against Rav Chisda. However, according to Tosis' Shita, even Rav Chisda accepts that there's a din of Tliya, correct? As we discussed last time. And therefore, when the Gemara originally presents the Shita of Rav Yochanan, we're going to have to assume that even Tosis is going to accept the Ramban. In other words, last week we calculated that according to the Shitas HaTosfos in this sugya against the Ramban, even Rav Chisda understood that Rebbe adopts the position halacha of Tliya. And we worked very hard to explain that the machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rav Ada is if a few days went by, is that called a hefsed? Is that called a kilkul? Or is it only a hefsed muat? And therefore it's not considered a kilkul. And they were having an inner machlokas about how to define kilkul. But even Rav Chisda accepted in Rebbe's frame of reference the din of Tliya. And Tosis rejects the Ramban completely. There was no room for insisting that Rebbe rejects the din of Tliya and he only accepts a logical Tliya when she has a Mayan Pasuach. But now, Rabbosai, at least in the framework of Rabbi Yochanan, Tosis himself is accepting that Rebbe rejects the principle of Tliya, and that's why Tosis insists that we're talking, again we have to see why Tosfos insists so, but in the framework of Tosfos we're talking about Kesem Biyom Rishon Shalah, and if it's Biyom Rishon Shalah there's no Kilkul whatsoever, and yet the Gemara says that Rebbe rejects the din of Tliya. It means that Rebbe could only accept Tliya when it's a logical Tliya. And when would Rebbe accept Tliya when it's logical? That's only in a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom Biyom Rishon Shalom. Because what's unique about Yom Rishon Shalom? That's called what? Rabbi Osei Mayan Pasuach. And if it's Mayan Pasuach, we have reason to accept Tliya. But here, in the case of a Kesem, the Gemara says, Demi Alma Kasi, and therefore there's no definite Mayan Pasuach to begin with, therefore we don't accept Tliya. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Bakiti Boilach, when should you have a Suffolk Aliba of Shim Gamliel? He accepts Tliya even Biyom Sheni Shalah. And if it's Yom Sheni Shalah, then you know what? It's not exactly a Mayan Pasuach because we assume, we anticipate that she'll have a Yom Naki and she'll be able to be Matar herself on Yom Sheni. And now the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, vacillates back and forth. Hasam hudika chazi migufa, there in the case of Shomeris Yom, at least yesterday she saw dam migufa. So therefore she already has a Mayan Pasuach. But hacha, here in the case of Kesem, where it's very possible that mi'alma ka'asi, she has no Mayan Pasuach, is lo talia. Even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would agree that there's no din of Tliya. Oh, Dimaloshna, or shall we say that on Yom Sheni Shalah, she basically, right? No, I'm talking about Rav Shimon Gamliel on Yom Sheni Shalah, since she already has what? A Mayan Pasuach, in other words, I'm sorry, the other way around, that since her Mayan is already, you know, Mixas Pasuach, but Mixas Sasum, because again, we're anticipating that she'll have Yom Naki, and yet Afal Pichen, Rav Shimon Gamliel is still willing to say that even in that week, kind of situation, that's enough for Tliya. And the way we said it last week is because it's already no longer my chazus. There's some logical reason to at least calm down the spectator and explain why we're being told on Rachel, meaning on the Sho'eles. And therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel would say that also in the case of Kesem, we could be Tole because there is some way of differentiating between the Rishon and the Shniyah, meaning between the Sho'eles and the Balas HaChaluk. O Dilma Lo Shna means that if Reb Shimon Gamliel is willing to go so far as to accept Tli on Yom Sheni Shalah, even though Yom Sheni already, she's on her way to becoming what? To becoming a Naki, right, a Tahora, then in the case of Kesem, where you don't even know if she had Dam Miguf, we could also likewise accept the din of Tliya, and Rav Shimon Gamliel would extend the din of Tliya into this case. And Rabbosai, the reason why I'm emphasizing this is because of Tosis Divya Maskel Mao, that Tosis is telling us that we're talking about a Kesem Biyom Rishon Shalah. So if it's a Kesem Biyom Rishon Shalah, from the perspective of Kilkul, there's no difference between the cases of a shomer yom keneged yom biyom rishon shalah, and a case of a kesem yom rishon shalah, obviously the Gemara, according to Tosfos, is not analyzing Rebbe from the perspective of kilkul, because again, if Rebbe is modeh in the case where there's no kilkul, then here too in the kesem yom rishon shalah there's no kilkul. Rebbe would certainly accept a tliya here. Ella, what? The Gemara is not operating mitzad kilkul. The whole sugya here, and even Tosfos is going to have to admit to the Ramban, is analyzing the machlokas between Rebbe and Rishon Gamaliel from the perspective of the logical, compelling or statistically compelling tliya, and the statistically compelling tliya according to Rebbe only applies beyond Rishon Shalom because Yom Rishon Shalom is Mayan Pasuach. Rav Shimon Gamliel extends that statistical probable tliya to Yom Sheni Shalom because yesterday she had a Mayan Pasuach. Comes along Rav Yochanan, he says, well, what would Rav Shimon Gamliel say about tolling kesem v'kesem yom rishon shalah? Again, the yom rishon shalah is irrelevant to us, says Tosfos, because we're not dealing with a logical kind of we're not dealing with a kilkul perspective. Like, that kilkul is not relevant here. What's relevant is, and this is the machlokas between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, is there some sort of logical compelling reason for, or justifiable reason for tliya? And the Gemara wants to say maybe yes and maybe no. What was Rabbi Yochanan's vacillation? Maybe no. Maybe here Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree that ain tolin kesem v'kesem. Why? Because Rebbe was arguing that if she saw Dam Migufa yesterday, then she already had yesterday what? A Mayan Pasuach. Therefore, there's some logical reason to anticipate that she might see today as well. In fact, that's why the Torah says that she has to be Shomer Yom, because we're anticipating the possibility that she'll see 3 days consecutively and become herself a Gdol. That's when Rav Shimon Gamliel says we know that she had Dam Migufa, and that allows us to accept a logically compelling or statistically compelling tliya. But in the case of what? Of a kesem, where the kesem itself might not be Dam Migufa Dilma, perhaps Mi Alma Kaasi, then Rav Shimon Gamliel is going to have to agree to Rebbe Shita that there's no justification for tliya. Or no. Maybe we could say the following, that since in the case of Yom Sheni Shalom, Rav Shimon Gamliel admits that it's not really a Mayan Pasuach, we don't really believe that she's going to see today. We anticipate a Yom Naki. And yet Rav Shimon Gamliel says that as long as there's some excuse to tip the scale and assume that it's more logical that she'll see, right, that she who had, meaning she, again referring to Rachel, meaning the, I'll go over it again and again, meaning the Shoelis, she had already a Mayan Pasuach yesterday. This woman had a Kesem today, and therefore we believe that there's a very, very great possibility, or serious possibility, I shouldn't say a great possibility because that sounds like a rov, but there is a, call it a 50% possibility that this dam came migufa, and therefore we already have a din of tliya. So the Gemara asks, again just to review, we have a brisa that says tolimba, that hishila chaluka l'nachris, which again, everybody agrees is a din of tliya. But olio sheves ala kesem, that she's waiting to get out of her state of tumah because of a kesem, and yet that's enough to be toleva. So the Gemara basically answers that we're not talking about a case where she could be toleva because she found a kesem, but she should be toleva because she's already what? I got to get the language down. She's already a Yosheves al Dam Toar. In the middle, the Gemara goes into an entire discussion, part of which is very relevant to us, about what to do with the Reish of the Brisa and the Sefer of the Brisa. And the Gemara offers three different interpretations, two of which we understood. The third was Rav Ashi, we left a little bit hanging about the din of Lamafreya in Taros. The first answer was that Einochinami, this Brisa, was authored by, I'm sorry, the Reish of the Brisa that rejects the din of Tliya was authored by Rebbe. The Sefer the Brisa that accepts the din of Tliya was authored by Rav Shimon Gamliel. This first answer fits in beautifully with Rabbi Yochanan, meaning Rabbi Yochanan had no doubt that Rebbe for sure would reject Tliya in the case of Kesem, because if Rebbe, let's go over the logic, if Rebbe rejects Tliya in the case of Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom B'Yom Sheni Shalah, and why does Rebbe reject Tliya? Because B'Yom Sheni Shalah, he insists that there's no reason logically to assume that the Dam is hers. Then here too, in the case of Kesem, where we don't even know that she had Dam at all, certainly Rebbe would reject Tliya. But, says Rav Yochanan, it's very possible, and here's where the Brisa comes in to tip the scale, that Rav Shimon Gamliel would accept Tliya in the case of Kesem. And why? Because Yom Sheni Shalah is still a knapper kind of Mayan Pasuach. It's not definite that on this Yom Sheni she would see Dam. The fact that she saw Dam yesterday is l'chore irrelevant to today. But nevertheless, Rav Shimon Gamliel accepts a din of Tliya. Is Kolshken, how much more so Rav Shimon Gamliel would accept a din of Tliya in the case of Kesem, where we have a serious reason to believe that she had Dam? Then the Gemara says, Ika diamri hava Rebbe, that both the Reish and the Sefer are Rebbe. How could Rebbe accept Tliya in the case of Kesem? The answer is Barishon Shalah, which means that now the Gemara is rejecting Rav Chisda and the understanding of Rav Yochanan. And now the Gemara is taking the understanding of Rav Ada, namely that Rebbe also accepts the din of Tliya, as long as what? We're being told by the Kilkel in a Mikul Kelis, and that's the difference between Rishon and Sheni. And then finally we have the Shita of Rav Ashi. Hava ha, Rav Shimon ben Galil v'lokasha kan l'mafreya, on the top of Daf Samach Amid Beis, and kan l'hava. So I'm just going to read to you this note and see if we can make some sense out of Rav Ashi. He says the following, Masha shanidu ba'seifa, according to Rav Ashi, the Sefer that says that the balas chalok can be tola the kesem on the sho'eles, right, the balas ha-kesem, is that's only with regard to taros. Taros is aska bahem balas ha-chalok lifnei mitzias ha-kesem. So let's say she finds the kesem today, and yesterday, on what was yesterday? Tuesday, right? Yesterday she had come in contact with taros. Then those taros remain b'cheskas taro. And why is that so? So he says here, mipnei she'ein balas hakesem is kalkelis b'tliya zu shekvar hi hoisa tmeya machmas ksoma. So he's telling us, if I understand correctly, and I'll have to come back to this, what I'm telling you now is very iffy, but it means that the Balas Kesem found the Kesem on Tuesday. The Balas Achalok found the Kesem on Wednesday. So if she is tola that Kesem on whom? On the Shoeles, then as far as Taras is concerned, nothing changed. Why? Because any of the Taras that she came in contact with yesterday were already Tmeos as a result of what? Of her Kesem. Kan Lahaba, but the Reisha says that Baal Sachalok cannot be Tola her Kesem on the Shoeles, who already saw Kesem. That's with regard to Tumas Baal Sachalok Atzma. We're not talking about Taros anymore. Is me'ata ulahaba machmas kesem zeu she'im title balas hakesem balas hakesem tiskalkel betliya zu ki tim'a yom nosaf machmas hakesem she'nimza al yidei balas hachaluk. So if I understand correctly, what we're talking about is Yom Sheni Shalah. If it's Yom Sheni Shalah, is there a kilkul in this Tliya by virtue of this Tliya, or is there not? So the answer is it depends. If you're talking about Dine Dine Taros, then there's no Kilkul, because since she saw the Kesem, she found the Kesem yesterday. When I say she, again, the pronouns are terrible here, but the Shoelis, meaning Rachel, saw the Kesem yesterday, then those Taharos were already Tmeos. However, as far as her Tumah is concerned, now by finding a Kesem on the Sheni Shalah, if we do Tliya and we attribute this Kesem to her, now she is going to have to add another din of Tumah. In other words, her Zion begins not yesterday, but today. And here I want to call to your attention a footnote that I found here. He wants to know, remember we had, let's just review, the Gemara said, Ika Diamri, Hava Rebbe, Hava Rishona Shalah, Hava Shnia Shalah. What is Rishona Shalah and what Shnia Shalah? So the simple pshat would be that we're talking about a Zava Ketana, right? The Yom Rishon Shalah means the day in which she saw Dam, and now she becomes Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. And the Yom Sheni Shalah becomes the day that she didn't see Dam. However, he quotes the Chidushei Ra, I don't know who this is, he has some sefer that I don't have access to, he writes that this Gemara could be talking even about Yemei Nidusa, it doesn't have to be Yemei Ziva. Why? Be'isha Sharoa Kesem, Gam in Hi B'mei Nidusa, Yesh Hevdel Ben Yom Rishon Shalah, Yesh Hevdil Bein Hayom HaRishon Lishar Sheshes Hayom She'im Roa Kesem Yom Sheni L'Riyasa Tzricha L'Nos Miyom Sheni Shiva Yomim. Again, even though she's already a Nida, see, this is a very strange halacha here. If she's a Nida, then she simply counts 7 days, and after the 7 days she goes to Mikvah. It doesn't matter how many times she sees Dam during those 7 days, she doesn't need Zayin Nikiyah, because we're talking about Yemei Nidus. So what's the difference if you told her the Kesem Biyom Sheni Shalah? What changes over here? Oh. So he says a fascinating halacha. Kevan she tochen sha kesem shirosa esmo lo ba mi gufa vadai lo schilu yemei shivas yemei nidusa v'ra kesem shemotza biyom sheni hu mi gufa is then she has to count zayin yomim of yemei nidus from yom sheni. And if that be the case, Rabbosai, we begin to understand Rav Ashi, even in the case of Nida, kan lahava, meaning if we're dealing with her individual personal tumah, not with the tumah of the taros that she was misasing for, then we're being makalkel the sho'eles by attributing this kesem to her, because instead of counting Zion, you may need this from the kesem of yesterday, she's going to have to count Zion, you may need this from the Kesem of today. Why is that so? Who cares if she saw Dam on Yom Sheni? That's totally irrelevant, he may need this. But the answer is that it could be that she didn't have Dam Yotzi Migufa yesterday. The Kesem does not establish beyond certainty that she had Dam Migufa. If we knew that this Kesem was Dam Migufa, then she starts counting on Zion, you may need this from yesterday. But now that it was only a Kesem, which means that it's a suffix whether it's Dam Migufa, then today's Kesem, as opposed to yesterday's, if we're machmir to assume that Dam is Migufa, she's going to only count Zion from today. So she's going to be Mikul Keles as far as the counting of Zion.
Why is today's Kesem more likely to be Migufa than yesterday's Kesem?
It doesn't matter. We go L'chumer in both. That's what I wanted to tell you, that we're going L'chumer in both directions. Meaning, in Kesem we have to assume maybe it's Mi'alma, and in Kesem we have to assume maybe it's Migufa. If we assume Mi'alma, then yesterday's Kesem, which is a totally different Kesem, that came Mi'alma, she didn't begin on Zion, you may need this. If on the other hand, today's Kesem came Migufa, because we have to be Machmer in both Stathim, then now the L'chumer tells me that she only begins, you may need this from today. That's the Chidushei Ara. I mean, I'm mentioning it to you because I have a feeling it's going to come up over and over again in terms of using a Kesem L'chumra in both directions. Now, remember I told you that there's a very important Rashi here. I pointed out to you. Let's go back to Rashi. Rashi says, Lefisha ain tolin. You remember that in this dialogue between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloy, in this give and take, there was something very strange. Because Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloy answered Rabbi Yochanan ain tolin. So Rabbi Yochanan asked him, my Tom. So he says, Lefisha ain tolin. Okay, so what is the Tom? He doesn't explain it. So he has a footnote here in it that quotes the Aruch. The Aruch says that this Gemara is typical. That in many, many sugyas in Shas, you'll see a similar type of logic where somebody asks a question, the guy says the answer, and then he asks him, my Tom, and he repeats the same answer again. So the Aruch's opinion is that whenever you see such a shakla v'tarya, it means, kach kabola hi biyadenu. In other words, he just doesn't offer him a Tom. So I'll just read to you the language of the Aruch that's quoted here in the footnote. He says, Bekama Gemaris Matsinu She'elo Chuv Beloshan Adoma Lemuva Besugaseya Shol Shol Matam Vameshiv Lo Nosan Latam Elaheshiv Lashol Kachi Kabola Livnei Adam Lino Kalocha She'eshiv Lo. That's the Kabbalah that we have. But Rashi assumes that Ma'atam means that he's begging for some logical explanation as to why Ein Tolin. The only thing is that Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloy doesn't spell out exactly what the compelling logic is. And I guess he's telling Rabbi Yochanan to rack his brains and figure it out on his own. And Rashi's going to figure it out for us. Rashi says, Lefisha ein tolin demi alma osi le tumas kesem kama. The tum of the kesem kama, meaning the original kesem, which was the kesem of the Shoeles, that came mi alma. And then Rashi adds the main four words. Velo bechezkas roahi. The difference between the shomeres yom in the case of Reb Shimon Gamliel, which is Biyom Sheni Shalah, and this case of Kesem, is that whereas a Shomeris Yom has a Cheskes Roah, again, even though, as we pointed out, Reb Yochanan said it's a Knapper Cheskes Roah, we're already in Yom Sheni. But nevertheless, Rashi's implying that she has a Cheskes Roah, and therefore Reb Shimon Gamliel accepts Tlia. But in the case of Kesem, she doesn't have a Cheskes Roah. Why? Because maybe this Dam didn't come Miguf. So if you take a look at this essay that I gave you a copy of, there's a whole bunch of Rishonim that have an alternative approach to this sugya. And why is it that Ein Tolin V'Kesem, even according to Reb Shimon Gamliel? The answer is not, as Rashi would have it, that she doesn't have a Cheskes Roah, but rather, and he quotes the Sefer Eshkol, he quotes the Meiri, and he quotes the Chidushei Hara, who again, I'm not sure who that is at this point, I owe you an answer to that question. He quotes the Rashba, he quotes the Tur, Chein Mashmi Devei Rosh, they all say that what does it mean that Kesem is different, and you cannot be told of a Kesem? Kevan Shehi Eina Tmeya Elami Safik. In Kesem, we don't know if the dam came from Aguf. And that leads us to a Sofek. Again, the Rabbanans say that she's Tmeya Mitzad Sofek. The Torah says she's not Tmeya because there was no Hargosha. But as far as the Rabbanan are concerned, we still have to be Choshesh, that maybe the dam came Migufa, maybe it came Bargosh, and she didn't remember, whatever we discussed in the Sugya of Hargosha, if you recall. The Efshal Litlos Bedover Mesupak. There's no Tli on a Dover Mesupak. Meaning, in the case of Shomeris Yom, even Biyom Sheni Shalom, but we know that she had Dam Migufa. So that's a Vadai. So we can be Tola on something that starts with a Vadai. Again, you may say, well, she no longer has a cheskes roah, but that's not relevant to us. All we need here for tliya is to say that there was some vadai. But in the case of kesem, we never had a vadai to begin with. Can anyone testify beyond the shadow of a doubt that she had dam migufa? Maybe the dam came mi alma. So in the bottom paragraph on the right column, he tries to say that maybe we could fit this approach into Rashi. He is a little bit hard-pressed to assume that Rashi is against all the Rishonim. Even though, again, Rashi came before these Rishonim. But, so he wants to suggest that maybe when Rashi says, V'lo avi b'cheskes roah, what it means is that she doesn't have a vadai re'ir. And she always remains a suffik. And when do you apply the principle of tliya? That's only, again, this is a logical tliya, right? That's only when you have a cheskas roah. Cheskas roah means a vadai roah. So what basically he's doing is he's saying that Rashi basically is, you know, regurgitating or reiterating what we saw in all the Rishonim, that you can't be told in a suffix, but Rashi reframes it in a different language. That she doesn't have a cheskas roah, meaning she doesn't have a vadai roah. Okay.
Is that really satisfying?
Now, in the paragraph starting ulam, he gets into real heavy lumps. You may recall that we once raised a fundamental chakira of a machlokas rishonim as to what tumas ksamim is all about. What did the rabbanon say in the case of tumas kesem? Did they create a brand new category of tumah, or they're being choshesh that maybe she had dam migufa bargosha, and therefore the maybe generates a suffix? So the Moreshes Moshe claims that this approach that we presented here in the name of all the Rishonim and maybe even Rashi, that makes sense if you assume that Tumas Ksamim is a Tumas Suffolk. Meaning that what the Rabbanon is saying is that maybe she saw Dam Migufa. Oh, so if maybe she saw Dam Migufa, maybe she saw Mi'alma, and therefore we can't be Tola on a Kesa. However, he says there's a whole bunch of Rishonim. He quotes the Tosa Rosh, the Ozarua, the Ritva, others. They're of the opinion that when the Rabbanan established a Tumas Kesem, that's a Tumas Vadai. And therefore, you cannot tell me that Ain Tolin Bekesem because Kesem is a Tumas Safek. It's not a Tumas Safek, it's a Tumas Vadai. Now, what that means by a tumas vadai, Rabosai, is not a tumas doraisa, chas v'shalom. Kesem is not doraisa. There was no argosha, therefore it's not doraisa. But the possibility exists that the dam came by argosha, and she confused it with something else, or she didn't pay attention. She wasn't aware of the argosha. So at this point, Rabosai, what we have to do is go backwards in the daf, and look at the Gemara that we skip. Okay? So the Gemara says, Itmar. Here, right here on Daf Samach, just that there was one piece of Gemara I told you we skipped, but I'm going to ask to return to it, and that's the Gemara of Itmar. Let's just see if we can find it. Just give me a minute, I got to get my head on straight. I'm sorry. I'm using this Gemara and there are too many pages here. So,
forever, Yosef.
No. Just hang in there for a second, guys. Yeah, Itmar Amar Rav Yosef. You got it, Alan?
Yeah.
Okay. Just how do you tell people where it is?
Three lines up from Ba'amina. Yeah,
right. Three lines up from Ba'amina. Okay. Good. Itmar Omer Rav Yosi Rav Chanina Tomei Vitar. Okay, I'm going to deliberately skip because I'm skipping the punchline deliberately. Shalholchu b'shnei shvilin, and we don't know where the Tumah is. Echad, one of the shvilin is Tomei, Echad Tar is Tola. Is then we have a din of Tliya. Tliya means with Tola b'tomei. Okay, but that itself is old news for us. What's new news? Let's go back to the line that I skipped. It says, Tomei vitar vafilu tar vitolui. Now, tolui means that he's a safek tomei. And he went down a shvil. The tar went down another shvil. We don't know which one is tomei. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina says, tole tomei bitolui. That the tar can assume that the tomei, meaning the body that was buried under a shvil, was buried under the shvil that the toli went down on. And a toli is what, Rabbosai? Safek tomei. So you see clearly from this Gemara that there's a din of tliya even besafek. And that's what he says here. I'm sorry if I, by accident,
yours,
I took...
That's yours.
That's mine? Okay, good. You have a copy? Well, maybe this is yours, Rabbi. I don't know. Who has it? Anyway, he says the following. Od yesh la'akshas mihod de'isa li'el itmar omer abiyosi, etc., etc., mevuar. You see clearly, shegam avokresheshno sofik al tumas atomi tolibo. In kain tzorech biur, amai istapka gemora bedin tliya bekesim. If the yisoda yisodos that underlies the sofik of Rabbi Yochanan and the final conclusion of what's his name, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Bar Levi, is that Enochinami, there's no din of Tliya here b'kesem, because kesem is only a safek. How are you going to reconcile that with the Gemara that says the din of Tolui of Tliya even bit Tolui, meaning even bit safek? So therefore, he presents an entirely different approach to our sugya. It's not based on the fact that kesem is a suffix, but rather Ran's approach. The Ran says that kiti boilach al libid Rav Shimon Gamliel de lididehu de ikal esfuke itayme mishum de tolenes hakalkol b'mekula o mishum de damya. I'm sorry, made a mistake here. De damea shelzu mitsuyin. Please underline those words. The Ran says that the reason why, possibly, Rav Shimon Gamliel allows for Tliya in the case of a Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, even on Yom Sheni Shalah, is because Domea Mitzuyim. Those are the two key words of the Ran, which we have to try to rack our brains and figure out. He says, Afilu B'Sheni Shalah Tvei Michaverta Shehi Tahora Lagamre. Now, again, this is a very strange language. He's saying the following, that with regard to a Shomer's Yom Kineged Yom, even on Sheni Shalah, that's called Domea Mitzuyim. However, with regard to Kesem, that's not Domea Mitzuyim. Again, right now at this point, this is gibberish. It doesn't make any sense. You can tell me it's a selfie, but at least admit to me that it's Domea Mitzuyim. Okay, what was reviewed this final response? The aim told him. Why? Because taima, and again he asked them my tam, he says because aim told it. So what is the tam? So that's what we saw Rashi, and now we're seeing the Ran. The Ran says that the reason why there's no tliya and ksamim is because lo tola Rav Shimon Gamliel ela bidomea mitsuyin. And why isn't kesem domea mitsuyin? He says, "Mevur me Ramban v'Ran shatam she'im tolim bo mishum she'ein domem mitzulin v'hainu mishum shalo rasa re'ia gemura elektzas dam." There's something called a natural re'ia, you know, where the dam is coming out, and then there's something called a kesem, where she stains, and it means there's only ktsas dam. And the nafkamina is going to be whether or not if there's additional dam that's found, we should logically attribute that dam to the balas hakesem, meaning the shoeles, the rishona, or not. In the case of a shomeres yom, kineged yom, she had a full-fledged re'iyas dam, and that's called domea mitzuyim. But in the case of a kesem, that's called miktas, or ktas dam, that's not called domea mitzuyim. And therefore the Gemara establishes the following logic. Aliva de Rebbe Loti Boy Lucha Mahasam de Kachazim Igufa. In the case of Rebbe, where on the second day of Shomer Yom, even though yesterday she saw Dam Migufa, in, and therefore we have reason to believe that on Yom Sheni Shalah it's called Domeh Mitzuyim the Miktas, it's that gray area, but there is some level of Domeh Mitzuyim, you have to admit. In fact, Rav Shimon Gamliel calls it Domeh Mitzuyim Mamish on Yom Sheni, and nevertheless Rav Shimon Gamliel says that there's no din of Tliya. Why? Because on Yom Sheni Shalah her damim are only Mitzuyim b'miktas, and that's not enough. Is Kol Shem v'Kesem Dilochaz migufa v'ein domem mitzuyim, which again ein domem mitzuyim means that she only has a miktas dam, a ktsas dam. Certainly, Rebbe would not be told, but Reb Shimon Gamliel has to admit that if you're accepting Tli on Yom Sheni Shalah and you're considering that domem mitzuyim, even though it's only b'miktas, again, it's qualitatively b'miktas, so too in the case of Kesem, which is only quantitatively b'miktas, you should accept perhaps the halacha of Tliya. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi answers Rabbi Yochanan, he says, no, there's no din of Tliya according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in Kesem, because that's only domeh mu'atim, that's called a ktsastam, it's not domeh mitzuyim. And on the left column, he brings two nafkaminas. What are the nafkaminas between all the Rishonim on the one hand and Rashi on the other? And he wants to suggest the following, that there are two cases in which, according to all Rishonim, Rabbi Yehuda bar Levi would agree that there is a din of Tliya in a Kesem. Why? Because it's a Kesem where we definitely know that the Dam came Migufa. Again, what was the reason of all the Rishonim that, according to Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would deny Tliya in the case of Kesem? It's because we have a suffix, maybe it came Mi'alma, we don't know for sure it came Migufa. What happens in a case of a Kesem that we know for sure it came Migufa? What's that case? So this already, we're pretty big Talmidei Chachamim. It's a Gemara back on Daf Nun Ches, but we know this Gemara. The Gemara says, if you recall, Badka Karka Olam, V'achkach Yoshva Aleho, Motza Kesem. Again, we had two versions of that Gemara. One version was that maybe she didn't do a good Bedika, and really the Dam came Mi'alma. Right? And then we had a case, if you remember, where she saw a lecha, and it was down inside the lecha. There were cases back on Daf Nun Ches, Nun Zayin Amud Beis, Nun Ches Amud Aleph, where we definitely know that this came Migufa. And nevertheless, the Gemara calls it a Tumah de Rabbanan, because there was no what? No Argosha. The Kahai Gavna Barsha Kesem Migia Migufa. This is what we call the Xeris HaKosev approach. You remember the Sidrei Tara that I photocopied for you? He was vacillating back and forth. Why Dam without Argosh? Why Kesem is only the Rabbanon? Is it because we assume that maybe the Dam came the Alma and the Torah requires Vadai, like Asirei Vadai Velo Asirei Sofek? Or is it a separate Gzeres HaKosuv? And the Nafkamina was, what happens if we see Dam and a Kesem and we know it came Migufa, like the case of Bodka Karka, or the case that we saw with the Lecha? And if we assume that in those cases there's a tumas kesem derabbanon, even though we have no doubt whatsoever that the dam came migufa, but the answer is gzeres hakosuv, it's lacking argosha. Is lefi rov rishonim, if Leah the balas hachalok finds a kesem, certainly she can be tola on Rachel on the show LS. Why? Ki ain shum tzad shadami gia mi'alma. Right, they're reading the Gemara of Rav Yehuda Bar Levoy, that his claim that there's no Tliya going to Rav Shimon Gamliel is because there is a possibility that the Dam came Mi'alma, and there's no way that you could be Metam, you could be Tola in a Safek, there's no Din of Tliya of a Safek, which again is against the Gemara itself in the case of Shnei Shvilin, but leave that, be that as it may. Masha ain kein lefi divrei Aran. Look at this lamdus. Efshal litlos, by the same halacha that there's no tliya of Rabbi Yehuda bar Levi would apply here in this case, even though we know the dam is coming from gufa. But what kind of dam came in gufa? A kesem type of dam came in gufa. What's a kesem type of dam in gufa? That's a miktas dam. That's a very limited quantity of dam. She's not yet, it's a little stain, but she's not yet seeing in a way that's similar to Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, and therefore there's no din of Tliyah. Rabbi Osa, I'm not totally convinced that this is correct, because I would think that the reason why... Alright, I don't know. Let's leave it as is. The Ran says that the reason why we're Tola in the case of Shomeris Yom is because Domer Mitsuyim. Right? And in the case of Kesem, there's no Domer Mitsuyim. So I don't know. Maybe Domer Mitsuyim in the case of Shomeris Yom means that she had Argosha. I'm just making it balabatish for you. Again, I'm not saying that this is what the Ran means, but balabatish, this would make sense, that she's seeing dam with hargosha. It's a normal kind of riyas dam, and in a normal riyas dam, it's called domer mitsui. And therefore, we assume the dam is coming out. And therefore, if you find the kesem, you can assume that it came from her. She's the one. But in the case of she is the kesem, she didn't have dam migufa, and even if the dam came migufa, for example, in the case of Bodka Karkola, we know the dam came migufa, but it's not a normal kind of shofaz dam. It's only a kesem. And therefore, it's ein domer mitsuyin, and if it's ein domer mitsuyin, then we cannot apply the din of tliya. But if I don't like all the rishonim, that the problem is that the kesem is only a safek, then I can be told that in the kesem, if there is no suffix, so once I get a kesem without a suffix, then I could be told. Now, if you fast forward to number Beis, just skip the parties remotum, he says, I have another nafkamina between the two. This is a fascinating nafkamina. He wants to know the following. What happens if Leah, the Balas HaChalok, finds her kesem first, and Rachel finds her kesem second? This is a flip side of our sugya. Our sugya is that Rachel, the Shoeles, was a balas kesem from the get-go, either from yesterday or from today, as we discussed at great length. And then she returns a beged to Leah that she had borrowed, and Leah, lo and behold, finds the balas hachalok, finds a kesem on that halok. Can she be told that kesem came from Rachel, who is the Shoeles and has a kesem? What happens if you flip it around and the sequence is such that first the first lady returns the beged to the Balas HaChalok, the Balas HaChalok finds a kesem, and then at some point, let's assume on that same day, he writes biyachad, meaning I guess simultaneously, she finds Rachel, meaning the borrower, finds a kesem on her chalok. So he wants to say the following, that in this case, one second, I came to the exact opposite conclusion that he's coming to. Just one second. In this case, according to Rov Rishonim, we should certainly be able to apply Tliya. Just one second. Yeah, I think I'm right. Let me see if I'm right. Okay. In this case, we certainly should be able to apply Tliya, even according to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Levi. Why? Because what are you telling me? You're telling me that it's a suffix, that it came mi alma, right? That what? Let's just see if we can analyze this logic. She, the Balas HaChalok, right, that's Leah, finds a kesem. So you can't be Tola on the kesem of Rachel, of the what we call the Shoeles, because maybe that dam came mi'alma, correct? Oh, beautiful. If that dam came me alma, then the dam on the kesem of the Balas Chaluk also came me alma. And therefore we can apply Tliya.
Why? Why do you say that?
I don't know why yet. But I mean, I have this light at the end of the tunnel. But let's go step by step. First, I want you to get the mathematical structure of what we're doing here. This is mamash a curveball from left field. This is a whole other approach. What he's saying is that Adarabba, Mimakam Shabbos, the very reason why you block Tliya, right, because Rabbi Yehuda Bar Levi refuses Tliya, is going to be the reason why in this case we should be Metayer Leah. No, it's normally when you refuse Tliya, then Leah has a Kesem and she's Tmeah. Now we're going to say for that very reason that you don't allow Tliya, we're going to be Metayer Leah. Oh. What's the reason that you don't, you're refusing to be Metayer Leah? Because you're going to say that the Kesem that Rachel found came the Alma. But let's assume that I could connect Leah's Kesem to Rachel's Kesem. Again, just the mathematics of it first. If I can connect the two, then logically I'm going to have to be consistent and say that if Leah's Kesem came the Alma, then Rachel's Kesem also came the Alma. And that's a reason to be Metayer Leah. Did I get the names right? I'm very bad at that. I always mess up the names, you know. Well, I don't know, did I switch the names around? Let me just say one more time. That if I can tell you that Leah's, that by the same token that I assume that Rachel's Kesem came out, which is the reason why you want to be Metama Leah, is applicable by law of the transmutive law to Leah, meaning that Leah also had dam on a kesem that came the Alma, then Adarava, I could tip the scale and be Matir Leah in terms of Leah's kesem. Now, again, mathematics, keep in mind, that's not going to help for the Ran. Because again, the Ran's argument is that the reason why there's no Tliya here has nothing to do with Safek, Dilma, and Kemi Alma, but because we don't have Damim Merubim. So it doesn't matter, even if you make a linkage between Rachel's Kesem and Leah's Kesem, it's still a Kesem at the end of the day, which means it's Damim Mu'atim and it's not Damim Merubim. So if you just take a look at the last line in this paragraph, and then we'll try to answer your question, Alan, the logic that goes behind it. He says, Masha enken lefi atam asheni, which is the Ran, gambek haigafna eno tola. Even in such a case, there's no possibility of tliya. Kevet she'en domim mitsuyim. Correct? Ein domim mitsuyim means that a kesem, no matter, even if you link up the kesem of Rachel together with the kesem of Leah, at the end of the day, fart, it's, as we say in Yiddish, fart, it's a kesem, which means it's ein domem mitzuyin. If it's ein domem mitzuyin, it's not like the case of Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom with Mayim Pasuch, etc., etc., because dam is shofas migufa, and therefore there's no possibility of kesem. Oh, but now let's go back to Rov Rishon. Lefi das Rov Rishon, the third line. You have it? We should all be on the same line now. The third line of this paragraph, right? Lefi das Rov Rishon. Are we together? Sheyesh no safek dilma kesem igia mi alma. In this case, there's no chisaron to tliya. Why? Kevan she told him, what's going to be the tliya here? Kishem she kesem harishon igia mi alma. Kakam kesem hasheni igia mi alma. Those are the key words. And he's basing himself on Rabbi Kiveger. The Iri the ofen she matzah. Matzah means Leah. Leah means the Balas HaKalog. She finds Kodem. Kodem means sequentially she found her Kesem first. Bechaluk HaShaul. On the Chaluk that was lent out. Right? I'm sorry. Just one second. Am I reading this? I would be open to matzah conclusion to be adina chaluk shelo hoya kesem. Open to matzah kodem chaluk hashaul. Ach kach dimtze bo kesem. Before I went to Shir, I think I understood this, but I probably fooled myself. Now I'm seeing I didn't really understand it, but I'm going to understand it now. In the 2 minutes we had before. Okay. Adina Kaluk Shallah Hayyad Kakak Nitzakov Sim Shim Sam. Behairi be ofen shim matzah. So the problem here is the pronouns. Okay. Matzah kodem bechaluka sha'ul. Vadaina Kaluk Shallah Hayyad Nakakak Nitzabokesem. Right, I think I got the pronouns correct in the first. So again, Leah finds a kesem on Chalukah Shaul, correct? On that garment that was borrowed and now returned. Now, what's the status of the Chaluk of Rachel at this point? The original. It's Adayinaki, right? Because she didn't find the kesem yet. The Achakach Nimtza Bo Kesem.
No, but it wasn't buttered before. You don't know it wasn't there before.
Okay, but before we get into all the nitty-gritty details, the point he's trying to make here is that when Rachel finds her kesem, subsequent to Leah's finding a kesem on the Chalukah Shol, that means that, what are we saying here? We're saying that there's a possibility that this Chalukah Shol came from, right? Right, wait just one second. I'm almost there. Just one second. Right, that if we apply Tlir Rabosai to the Kesem on the Chaluk of Leah, right, then what we're saying is that Kesem came from whom? From Rachel. So what are you going to tell me? But maybe it came the Alma? No, you're going to tell me that you can't be Tola on Rachel because it came the Alma? Adarav, if it came the Alma, then we should say that both of them came the Alma. You have it?
Yeah,
well, just thinking over again, I don't want to miss Mincha because I said it's true, I don't want to miss Mincha.
The original Kesem, the original